Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. We are live on Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2024, from high above downtown Billings, Montana. My name's David Noble. That's Noble with a K. I'm an attorney in Billings. Also do online political commentary on X, Twitch, and YouTube at LectureFan, LCTRFAN. Folks, open phones the entire show. No guests, nothing scheduled. So call in now. You get on the show. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We do have some big news stories here in Montana and nationally to discuss. But you know the show is Montana Talks for a reason. By the way, even though I am an attorney and a partner at a law firm, I am here strictly in my personal capacity and on my own behalf. I speak on behalf of no clients and no firm. Solely here in my personal capacity. Let's go straight to the phones. We got Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, thanks for calling.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Well, anyway, like a week ago when I heard the deal about Starbucks, you know, that a bunch of them were going on strike for higher wages. And this brings back a little bit of history. Do you remember about 4 years ago, when all the illegals, which we know are a part of our inflation, you know, they're not all of it, but they're a huge play in the higher inflation. You know, all these illegals come across the border. But Starbucks announced when we were picking on them that they were going to hire 10,000 illegals to work at the Starbucks facilities. Okay.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that story from 4 years ago. My first reaction to hearing that is, that's a crime. That's a federal and a state crime to knowingly hire illegals.
Right. Well, they were going to do it because they just wanted to, you know, set an example. But anyway, so now with the Democrat Biden inflation, you know, the way that they created this high inflation, it's just a snowball. So now they've got Starbucks, you know, basically was catering to the Democrat Party. And now their employees are going on strike because they want higher wages because of the high inflation. It's just a snowball effect. And here's another example. 4 years ago, you could go to Subway and buy a $5 footlong. Okay? 4 years ago. That same sandwich now is $11. In my math, that's well over 100% increase in that product. So the Democrat Party creates a problem. They cater to the problem, some of these companies, and now their employees are going on strike saying we can't make it. Well, duh. I mean, really? What do you expect's going to happen?
Well, right, and the reason that they're upset about their wages is because their wages are low because we've imported 10 million low-skilled workers. And guess what? There's this little thing called supply and demand. It's called Labor Economics 101. It's a little class you can take at the University of Montana, Missoula. What it tells you is when you massively increase the supply of low-skilled labor and you don't increase the demand, what you see is low-skilled labor like baristas having their wages go down. It's not good.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint, and this is Montana Talks, so let's go straight to the phones. We've got Annie in the Billings Post Office. Annie, thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I am calling because I have a family member that is delivering mail down at the post office. They pick up semis and they go different areas around the state. So I read an article that said that there's been a problem with this post office. Well, I can attest to that. So you go to this post office to pick up their mail to take it around the state, and you're sitting there for 2 hours, 3 hours, because they just can't get it together down here. So when you deliver the mail to other places, Missoula, Bozeman, Great Falls, or wherever it may be, on the other end, when you have somebody waiting for you, then they're 3 hours behind schedule. And all these 3 hours a day, 2 hours a day, you don't get paid for. It makes your hours late on every end around the state. And it originates here at our post office. And so I'm wondering why they can't get it together. Also, on your guest that was just talking, was talking about how people are not providing service anymore. Well, when you go to the post office in here, they're acting like they're doing you a favor by showing up for work instead of doing their job so everything can run smoothly all down the line in the rest of the state. So I'm just wondering how we could get it together here. We should be an example, not being a problem.
Well, have you heard the discussion about privatizing the Postal Service?
Yes, I have, and I think that would be a good idea. But until that happens, there's got to be some way we can make our service better here. Also, at Pioneer Station, I've been there, and I've seen several elderly people, handicapped people. It's the only post office in Billings that has the mail drop turned the opposite way. So you drive up, and you have to load everyone down, get out of your car, and go walk around because someone has flipped the mailboxes there. So that would be a huge help to our community to have it facing the right way so you can drive up, deposit your mail, and leave.
Seems to make sense to me. Thanks so much for the call. If I had an answer and a solution to make government bureaucrats do their job well, you know, I guess I could solve a lot of problems. But unfortunately, I don't. My first reaction to that is to think, you know, if this is the type of service you get when you go to the post office and the MVD, why would we have the federal government take over control of provision of all health care services in this country? That's an interesting one for you. Let's go to Mike in Bozeman. Mike, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, David. I just had a couple comments. First of all, We know that Biden is trying to sell off parts of the wall. He's pardoning felons. He's doing things that we know he is not a deep thinker at this point in time. So all of these ideas are coming from somewhere, and then they're sliding a piece of paper over there for him to sign. I think beyond pardoning Hunter, he doesn't really think of all these big ideas. And so on the border wall, we've got Elon Musk is head of Doge. And I was thinking, you know, if anybody can go to these government auctions and buy the parts for the wall, I would think Elon Musk, as an extension of his Doge responsibilities, could just pony up and buy these parts, pennies on the dollar himself, and then sell them back to the government at cost and maybe avert that issue of us having to spend 10 times what they cost originally just to get those parts back in play.
Yeah, no, good idea. Hey, did you see what Senator Tom Cotton said about President Biden's mental state and the legal validity of all of these things he's doing? Because it sounds similar to what you just said.
Well, that's what I was bringing up as far as his mental abilities. And it seems like so many of these things could very well be turned on its ear because if he's not legally competent, then these decisions could be null and void. And I know, it's like sticking a pig with a needle. They're going to scream and squeal. But it sure seems like something we should at least look into it, just to see if we have options.
Yeah, no, I think that's right, and I think Senator Tom Cotton is right to raise the issue. Now, legally, it's never been adjudicated before, right? We've never had a president who is mentally incompetent signing orders and pardons and everything else. So, I don't think that there's a Supreme Court case out there that says whether or not these are valid. But what Tom Cotton is saying, and I think what the caller is saying, and what I'll say, is that there's sort of basic notions that underlie our legal system and our laws, and in every state, if you are mentally incapacitated or mentally incompetent such that you do not understand what a document says or what you're doing and you sign it, that's not valid. You can't go and enforce that against somebody. And similarly, like if you sign a document under duress, or if somebody points a gun at you and says, sign the document, and you sign it, that's not valid. That's not effective. So if we don't allow effective contracts to be entered by people that are no longer there mentally, why would we give legal validity to all of President Biden's actions that he's taking while not being mentally cogent to do so? It's a very interesting question. Senator Tom Cotton, by the way, who's been here in person.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We've got two open phone lines. If you want to call in, you'll get on the show. 406-294-0970, 294-0970. And because this is Montana Talks, we're going straight into the phones. We got Mike in Bozeman. Mike, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. I was there already, Aaron. David.
You were where already?
We just got done talking about the wall and the parts.
Oh, okay. Did you have anything to add then? I apologize. I was reading the notes wrong here.
Well, I did have one more comment on the Biden pardons. He seems to be stretching the definition of pardon beyond what it was ever intended to. He's throwing a blanket across every crime, every potential crime, every bureaucratic cubbyhole that's hiding out there, and just trying to make sure nobody releases any information that the Trump administration or the new DOJ can act on.
Oh, I agree. No, I 100% agree. I mean, the pardon power and the commutation power was supposed to be used by the president as a check and balance on the judiciary and Congress, and to be applied to, specific situations where somebody was convicted of a crime and sentenced, and maybe they did a really good job of reforming and they did some good things and they needed a pardon. It was never meant to be used by the president to cover up all of his own crimes and to protect his criminal crime boss family and to protect all of his criminal partners. That was never the point of the pardon power. Was never meant to make it so the president can pardon all of his crime partners that committed crimes during the administration. So I agree with that call. Clearly being abused and misused. Let's go to Bill in Bozeman. Bill, thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a couple of fact-based questions I wanted to ask your reactions to.
Okay.
What do you make of the fact that President-elect Trump's nominee to be head of the Treasury Department and to lead his economic program was a man named Scott Bessent, received $2 billion from George Soros to get started in business.
I have heard that before. My understanding is, first of all, I don't know anything about the Scott Bessent guy other than what we've all read in the media recently. I don't like it. Obviously, Most people don't realize. What's that?
Most people don't realize that George Soros connection. Do you suppose?
Everybody knows it. Everybody realizes it. I mean, he'll tell you, yeah, I started out my career working at a financial company owned by George Soros. I realized that George Soros' left-wing policies are terrible, and now I'm a conservative. I'm mad. I support Trump. I mean, people change their minds. I don't necessarily see anything wrong with that.
Okay. My other question, did you know that it's been illegal for employers and businesses to hire illegal aliens since 1986.
I did know that, under both state law and federal law.
That law has not been enforced.
No.
I'm sorry?
I said I did know that, and that's true under both state and federal law, and you're right. It has not been enforced. I agree.
So what should be done about employers who hire illegal aliens?
They ought to be arrested and thrown in prison. What do you think?
Well, that hasn't been. The fact is that it hasn't been happening.
I know, but you asked me what should happen. You asked me what should happen. I didn't say that that's been happening. You asked me what should happen. I said these business owners that are knowingly violating federal and state criminal law by hiring illegal aliens, they ought to be arrested, prosecuted, and imprisoned. That's my opinion. What's yours?
Okay. Well, I think the law should be enforced.
Okay, so you agree with me. That's good.
I guess my point is that neither Democratic or Republican presidents have enforced the law for 40 years.
I agree with you.
And that certainly has contributed to the current situation, hasn't it?
Absolutely has. The only reason a lot of these illegal aliens are coming is because they know that there are lots of businesses here that will hire them knowing that they're illegal aliens. And so I agree with you, Bill. That hasn't been enforced, and it needs to be. These businesses that are hiring illegal aliens ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I agree with that.
Okay. I just was wondering. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Hey, no, thanks so much for the call. Really, really appreciate the call, Bill. I guess I would be curious to know more so of where you're coming from on some of those issues. But nevertheless, really do appreciate the call. We got open phones, 406-294-0970, whatever you want to talk about. I've got a whole stack of stuff here. One story, I'll just raise this story. This is a very sad, sad story. You know, I really appreciated what John Jackson said about, hey, look, it's Christmas Eve, folks. It's Christmas Eve. Let's all just, you know, be happy and be grateful, and then I'll throw in myself. And praise the Lord Jesus Christ for the fact that we're in Montana, we're American citizens. We won life's lottery by being Montanans, and so, boy, we got a lot to do. And it's Christmas Eve. There's so much to be thankful for. But at the same time, there's a lot of people out there that are victims, and we can't just ignore it and just sort of bury our head, take the ostrich approach and bury your head in the sand just because it's Christmas Eve. That's the counterpoint. Here's the story. Gay couple who showed off picture-perfect family got sentenced to 100 years in prison for horrific rape of their adopted sons. This is a New York Post article. A gay Georgia couple convicted of sickening sexually abuse of their two adopted sons will spend the rest of their lives behind bars. 34 and 36-year-old man each sentenced to 100 years in prison by the Walton County DA's office. These two defendants created a house of horrors and put their extremely dark desires above everything and everyone else, the district attorney said. However, the depth of the defendant's depravity, which is as deep as it gets, is not greater than the resolve of those that fought for justice and the strength of the victims in this case. The resolve I have seen from these two young victims over the last 2 years is truly inspiring. So what you have here is two gay men, two homosexual men, adopted two little boys, and then not only raped them and sexually abused them as this homosexual couple's adopted son, but then actually filmed it, filmed some of the sexual abuse for pedophilic child pornography type content. And so, you know, as much as it is, I just want to go home and spend time with the family on a Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we got to remember there's a lot of stuff going on out there in the world. And that's a sad one right there. That's a real, real sad one. It looks like we've got Barney from Boyd on the line. Barney, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I say, you was asking about a good church in Billings where they preach totally out of the Bible. That's the Big Sky Bible Church up on Elkalite Creek.
Big Sky Bible Church. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's non-denominational, and he preaches totally out of the Bible.
And they're not. They're not scared to teach the truth of the Bible, even some of the parts that maybe modern society might consider controversial.
No, there's none of that going on. We've been in Romans for months now, just going verse by verse and doing it. And not preaching from his part, the Lord said his heart. Above all things, he preaches right out of the Bible. It's excellent. Anyway, Merry Christmas. Have a good year. Hey.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks so much for the call. Really good information out there. And if anybody else wants to call in, you know, feel free to call in and give us your take on any good churches where you're from in your neck of the woods. I'm sure there's other listeners out there from where you're listening that'd like to hear about it. Let's go to Ken in the Heights. Ken, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Noble. How are you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
We're hanging in. I'm trying to recuperate from a new knee. That's about it.
Isn't that amazing about the new knees and the new hips? I know, actually my mother got a new hip and she was up walking like a day later. I was blown away.
Yeah. So the reason I called is, with Biden, with his stupid thing about closing down all these coal companies, when they close down all these mines, they really contribute to a great deal of all the education in the state of Montana. You know what I mean? They're pressuring the place up there by Roundup, and then they want to close all the ones down in Colstrip and everything else. That's the cheapest energy that we have, and I don't care about all this ACLUs and all these other people, these groundhoggers and whatever case. What do they want to do? They want to keep paying these extraordinarily high cost electrical bills? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so you're making a great point about how that impacts our school funding as well. I mean, you look at the type of schools and the school gyms and the school funding that they've got in places like North Dakota and Wyoming. And here in Montana, we don't have that because – number one, we don't have as much of the coal production, and the environmentalists have shut a lot of it down.
Well, these environmentalists, they don't have a clue about anything. They, like this global warming and everything else. You know, people don't realize, many, many centuries ago and everything else, you take Africa, that was underneath ice. So what are we concerned about it? God Almighty is the one that made this earth, and he knows what's going on.
Yeah, I saw some really funny tweets, actually. I think Kyle Schmock tweeted out kind of making fun of the I don't know if you saw that, Ken, about the Montana Supreme Court saying that Montanans have a right to a stable environment. And Kyle Schmock had tweeted out, I think it was him, don't hold me to this, something about along the lines of, Glacial Lake Missoula would have liked to known about the right to a stable climate. And, the humans before the ice age would have liked to known about the right to a stable climate. Because you're right, Ken. The climate changes all the time. And so how can the Supreme Court say we have a right to a stable climate when there has never been such a thing ever?
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
Good Christmas Eve and blessings to all of you here today as we prepare to gather with family and friends. I know all those good little boys and girls that have worked so hard to get on Santa's nice list are eager for his arrival on this Christmas Eve. And some very good news out yesterday from the Montana Department of Livestock, who has received a certificate of veterinary inspection for Santa's reindeer. And those reindeer are cleared for arrival on rooftops and lawns across Montana for Christmas. Just like livestock and pets, Santa's reindeer are also required to meet movement requirements when crossing state and international lines. Fortunately, Rudolph and the entire reindeer team received a clean bill of health from the Alaska State Veterinarian's Office, having met all disease certifications and identification requirements. They passed that information on to Montana health officials. And Montana State Veterinarian Dr. Tani Szymanski reviewed the health certification and issued the required import permit number for toy delivery. And while Santa may have some weather to deal with in other parts of the United States and across the globe, things look pretty good on the weather front as Santa begins to make his journey across Montana. I would just like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. I'm Wayne Nordlund.
Hey.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble with a K, filling in for Aaron Flint live on Christmas Eve. We were just talking about coal and how wonderful coal is and how much we like coal and how good coal is for school funding and you name it, and energy prices and safety and security and life and everything else that we value. Luckily, we've got a representative in Congress right now who is sprinting to the finish line. This is just yesterday, a press release from Representative Matt Rosendale out of D.C., December 23rd, 2024. Representative Rosendale introduces bill blocking Biden BLM rule that terminates coal leasing in eastern Montana. Congressman Matt Rosendale introduced new legislation to overturn the rule submitted by BLM related to the Record of Decision and Approved Resource Management Plan Amendment for the Miles City Field Office, Montana. Sounds like a Soviet Union entity, but all right. The final effectively end coal leasing in favor of increased use of taxpayer-funded alternatives like wind and solar. Rosendale's bill challenges the rule in hopes of coal leasing, employment for thousands, and reliable energy continues to thrive in the Treasure State. Representative Rosendale's quote, Biden's attack on hardworking Montanans and the coal industry will not be tolerated. How many bureaucrats that crafted this rule actually have their lives affected by its outcome? Zero, by the way, that's me. Rosendale continues, it's clear those making policy are completely disconnected from those that will lose their income and livelihoods because of this ridiculous rule. And that's exactly right. Let's go to Big Jim in Illinois. Big Jim, thanks for calling.
Yeah, this is Big Jim. I was in Paris a couple weeks before they opened the cathedral, but I'm glad that President Trump kept his comments to himself. But if I could personally ask him, I said, President, what did you think of the cathedral? I'm sure he would have said, hey, I could have got it done in 4 years rather than five. I could have saved them $50 million, and I would have built the most beautiful cathedral the world has ever seen. But I'm sure that's what was going through his mind, but I'm glad he kept his comments to himself.
Did you talk to him? Did you get to talk to him, or what?
No, I didn't. I wish I could. I'm sure that was what was going through his mind. Yeah, I would have. I would love to talk to him and know what his comments are. I'm sure he. I'm sure that was going through his mind.
My question is, has there ever been a construction project that Donald Trump couldn't have done quicker and cheaper?
I don't believe so. I read the article deal, and I suggest anybody in construction or building trades, read the deal. Even if you're not a Trumpster, I think his how he lays out his construction projects, I think he really nails everything down, keeps everybody's hammer to the nail, and he gets the project done on time and under budget.
Amen. Amen. Anything else before I let you go, Jim?
Well, the only thing I say we're talking about coal, I worked for a company for many years, and for we couldn't make enough large springs. We make springs that are 6 feet tall. Or, well, actually, these are 4 feet tall, 2.5 feet in diameter, 3-inch bar, and we were shipping them over to, we couldn't make them fast enough for China, and they go into the coal pulverizers that pulverize the coal. I mean, China is building a coal plant like every month or every, it, unbelievable the amount of power that they're trying to generate over there. So while we may be trying to reduce the amount of coal, China is going great guns.
Yeah, no, that's right. Thank you so much for the call, Big Jim. I want to go to Denise in the Bitterroot. Denise, thanks for calling in.
Good morning. I just wanted to thank you very much for being willing to step up to the plate and keep our local talk show local during the holidays.
Oh, thank you so much. That's very, very kind of you. I very much appreciate it. It's an honor to be here, and it's an honor for you to listen and to call. So thank you so much.
Just wanted to let you know that and let you know that for some of us, no matter what time of year it is, our local radio stations are kind of like family. So appreciate you much, and happy holidays.
Hey, same to you. Same to you. Thank you so much. I honestly, I feel the same exact way. I mean, when I'm not here guest hosting or coming in on Thursdays, I'm at home listening to the station as well. I love it. You know, I grew up listening to Rush Limbaugh with my dad. You know, that's one of the reasons this being here and this opportunity to guest host the show is truly a fulfillment of one of my childhood lifelong dreams. And so I feel the same way about local talk radio and Aaron's voice. And in fact, I can't one moment that really sticks with me is when I have taken some trips overseas, and I've gone overseas for, you know, 2.5 weeks or so. And then when I get ready to take that flight back home and I get on the Montana Talks app and I download as many of the recent shows as I can, after being out of the country for 2.5 weeks and you're on the flight coming home and you hear Aaron Flint's voice, boy, is there nothing else like it. There's nothing else that can make you feel at home like something like that. Let's go to Perry in Columbus. Perry, thanks for calling.
Good morning, David. Merry Christmas to you and the Aaron Flint Army that's listening this morning. I am calling in today to direct the conversation to our out-of-control Supreme Court, specifically the rogue-robed leftist judges that just the Constitution is something they use in the bathroom for you-know-what, I guess. But I want to ask the people who are listening to get on the telephone, get on their keyboard, and contact their state senator, their state house representative, Governor Gianforte's office. Give yourself and the rest of Montana a Christmas present and get on the horn, get on the screen with these people, and let them know in no uncertain terms that you want these rogue leftist justices reined in by whatever means are necessary. You know, we're sending Corey Swanson in there, and we need to give him a whip and a chair to go into that lion's den with. So please, start the new year right and help us rein these people in. And David, I want to finish by asking you a question. As an attorney, what would be your thoughts on the best way to rein these people in with defunding or by whatever means are necessary?
It's a great question, Perry, and great call as always. Thank you so much, Perry. Here, ultimately, here's the solution to it, Perry. The solution is the people of Montana have to figure out what's going on. We just got done rejecting Judge Dan Wilson at the ballot box. And so, I mean, our Supreme Court, they're elected. If we followed the federal system and they were appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate, like federal judges are appointed by the president and confirmed by the U.S. Senate, then I'd say the solution lies in the governor and the Senate. But they're elected, so the solution lies at the ballot box. That's my opinion. Let's do Jason in Polson. Jason, thanks for calling in.
Hey, welcome, David.
I barely got my word out there, but sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. So I wanted to put a plug in for Pastor Chuck Baldwin of Liberty Fellowship up in Kalispell. And the previous caller was talking about the Bible preaching, you know, preaching the Bible specifically. And that's what he does. He doesn't divert off of, you know, in the Schofieldism or any of these different, you know, interpretations that have been influxed into our Christian churches. And, you know, he talks about our rights, you know, come from God through natural law, and where, you know, how that, you know, plays into government and everyday, you know, civilization. I really think that people should look him up, and he's got a website, Liberty Fellowship MT, or you can also watch him live stream on YouTube under the same search. But definitely, of all the people that I've been exposed to in my life for 46 years, he's the only one who's willing to speak the truth about God's natural law and how that applies to all of us. So,
well, that's awesome. I very much appreciate the call, and I'm sure there's listeners up there in the Flathead that also appreciate that. I sort of said earlier, hey, if you guys got a recommendation for good churches, feel free to call in. What triggered that was the news story, and Jason, I don't know if you heard this earlier in the show, but there was an article about how less than half of Americans anymore are even going to go to church for any kind of Christmas service, which to me is pretty sad and depressing. But what I thought was interesting is that the percentage of Americans who would go to church for a Christmas service massively increases if they were to get an invite from somebody. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Jason just gave an invite to everybody in the Flathead to the Liberty Fellowship in Kalispell. Although I don't know if they're actually having any church services or if it's just a, you know, wait till Sunday type of deal. Either way, appreciate the call from Jason. We're going to Gail in Columbus right after this. Gail in Columbus, hang with us through this break.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Call in right now and you'll get on before the show ends here in about 7 minutes. David Noble, 406-294-0970. Let's go to Gail in Columbus. Gail, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. Merry Christmas to all. And I wanted to give a shout out to Pike Avenue Church. It's in beautiful downtown Columbus on Main Street. We have Pastors Todd and Teresa Rowan, and it is also a truth church, a faith church, not afraid to let people know what's in the Bible. And I just wanted to let people know about him and them.
And Gail, are you inviting folks in the Columbus area to attend any Christmas church services, or are they not doing one?
Well, we already had ours on Sunday, but every Sunday is an invitation to whoever would like to come to a real Truth-based church.
That's fantastic. Well, hopefully you guys see some new folks up there coming this Sunday. Very cool. We now got some folks calling in for churches in Billings, one in Polson, one in Columbus. The invites are going out. Really cool stuff. Really love to see it. Let's go to Clint in Wolf Point. Clint, thanks for calling.
How you doing today? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
And I hear you're an attorney.
I am. And
I wanted to ask you, have you checked out the Brunson case?
It sounds familiar. It's not ringing a bell, though. Tell me what it is.
It's to decertify the 2020 election. It was a fraudulent election.
I haven't read that case.
Well, anyhow, I've heard the Supreme Court has ruled on it. They haven't brought it out yet. And that would nullify the 2020 election. And everything that these politicians and everything that are passing now is null and void because President Trump filed bankruptcy on the U.S. corporation, and it was finalized in 2020. And we haven't been told about it.
What I like about that is it's another theory to invalidate the Biden administration actions on top of the existing theory that people that lack mental capacity can't take legally effective actions. I want to slip in as many calls as we can here. Let's go to Francis in Big Fork. Francis, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bethany Lutheran Church in Big Fork has services tonight at 4:30, and we teach, and Pastor Sean teaches the Bible.
That's awesome. And Francis, if somebody in the Big Fork area wanted to show up at 4:30 today for their first time ever, can they say that they were invited by Francis in Big Fork?
Yep, they can.
That
they
is awesome.
Sure can.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Anything else, Francis?
No, just Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we always say Merry Christmas. Never say... Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to you too. By the way, did you know that we have the same name? My middle name is Francis.
No, I didn't know that.
Yep, David Francis Noble. So we share a name.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
I hope you think it's good.
I think it's good, and I hope you think it's good. And enjoy the church service at Lutheran Church in Big Fork from Francis. Appreciate the heads up on that. It sounds like we may have one more caller to be able to fit in here towards the end of the show. Here was one story. I've been wanting to get to this since yesterday and today. This is from The Guardian. Only 35% of Americans trust the U.S. judicial system. This is a catastrophe. A piece by David Daly up there at the website at The Guardian. 35%, though, of Americans trusting the U.S. judicial system. What I would like to see is a poll of Montanans. How many Montanans trust the judicial system, the Montana judicial system? That would be an interesting poll to see. I'm guessing it would be along the lines of 35% like you see nationally. Of course, what's ironic about the whole thing is I think you see 35% nationally because Democrats somehow seem to think that the current U.S. Supreme Court is some right-wing conservative court, which it's not. But you have Democrats distrusting the judicial system because of that. And then, of course, you have conservatives and Republicans distrusting the judicial system, you know, for a lot of obvious reasons. But that's a real dangerous situation to have a judiciary like we have in Montana that simply lacks the respect from the public that it ought to have. And I'm one of those true believers that I want to have a fair and impartial and strong and independent judiciary that commands the respect of the public. And I think the best way to get that is when the judiciary follows the law, does everything that you're required to do as a judge in terms of setting aside your personal beliefs when deciding cases, things like that. There is hope there because if we can actually have a court system that has judges that set aside their personal beliefs, I think you see that public respect for the judiciary go way up, which would be wonderful for our country. Wow, I can't believe we're at the end of the show. Two shows in the books. You guys are not going to want to miss the 26th and the 27th. I believe Scott Aspenlighter's guest hosting those shows. And then I'm going to be back next Monday and Tuesday on the 30th and the 31st doing more live shows. The only show that's not a live show on Montana Talks is Christmas Day. But we'll be here otherwise. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for the calls today. Very much appreciated getting your all calls. Thank you all for listening. It's been a humbling and wonderful experience for me.